right-hand page, same manual, bottom of the page. When Adam was driven out of the Garden of Eden, the Lord passed a sentence upon him. Some people have looked upon that sentence as being a dreadful thing. It was not. It was a blessing. When Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden, that was not bad. It was a blessing. They explain in the next quote, "The fall of man came as a blessing in disguise and was the means of furthering the purposes of the Lord in the progress of man rather than a means of hindering them." Skipping down. Again, I'm not taking the time to read it, but they're quoting prophets and apostles of their church who have spoken on this in great depth on previous occasions. A final quote on this page, right-hand column. "They are blessings. We have attained a knowledge of good and evil, the power to prize the sweet, to become agents unto ourselves, the power to obtain redemption and eternal life. These things had their origin in the transgression." All these blessings, where did we get them from? Because Adam made the right decision. So this ends the section on experience sin. Let's go back at our chart, if you will, with me. We're here to receive a body, experience sin. Number three on your list, have faith in Christ. So if you're writing down number three, have faith in Christ. But when I say have faith in Christ, you also have to kind of ask the question, which Christ are we talking about? You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, the Scriptures warn about those who would preach a different Christ, another Jesus, a Jesus other than the Jesus that was preached by Paul and the other apostles. So which Jesus, which Christ are we to have faith in? We've already seen some important differences between the Jesus of historic Christianity and the Jesus of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But I did want here on point number three to bring out three additional, I think, very significant differences between the Jesus of the Bible and the Jesus of the restored gospel, the law of eternal progression. Number one, I want to talk about, well, this just kind of begs the question. Let me just ask you, we're supposed to be comparing this with the Bible. We've already seen that Mormonism teaches that we're all begotten by Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother. But isn't the Bible fairly clear that Jesus is the only begotten? How can Jesus be the only begotten Son of God if we're all begotten by Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother? Well, this is going to deal with the doctrine of the virgin birth. And what we're going to see is that in just a moment is that Mormonism teaches that while Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother begot us all spiritually, our spirit bodies, Jesus uniquely is the only one who is also begotten by Heavenly Father in the flesh. So you'll often hear them add the term when they talk about Jesus being the only begotten. They'll say, "We believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God in the flesh." What does that mean, in the flesh? Well, we're all begotten by Heavenly Father in the spirit world, but Jesus uniquely is the only one whose fleshly body. What they're going to teach, we'll see some documents on this, is that Jesus Christ was not begotten of the Holy Spirit.